Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 515, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. And if you're new here and are wondering why I might be qualified to answer your questions, I have my doctorate degree in public health with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my master's of public health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified exercise physiologist or personal trainer, same thing, and a certified health education specialist. And my interest hasn't always been in health and wellness and nutrition. It wasn't until I was diagnosed with a chronic disease when I was in college that I decided, hey, maybe I should think about my own personal health. And when I started noticing that nutrition and lifestyle and stress management, exercise, all of those things helped me reduce my medications and help me feel better, I decided to pursue these degrees so that I can help educate others. And that's why I love answering your questions every Friday. It gives me an opportunity to give you more information so that hopefully you can for yourself see how much better you can feel when you do even small things to improve your lifestyle. And in fact, I love educating others so much, I'm actually chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University, California, and I'm also faculty at two other institutions. So again, I love talking about this stuff. Speaking of loving to talk, I'm going to stop and answer today's question. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life.
You've discussed artificial sweeteners before, but what are your thoughts on carbonated beverages that contain only carbonated water and quote unquote natural flavors? For example, flavored seltzer water. So apart from any sugars, artificial sweeteners, and other ingredients that you typically find in soda, does carbonated water itself have any positive or negative effects on our health? And do these seltzer water drinks have a hydrating effect? And I'd like to consider any benefits or drawbacks apart from what might be a useful strategy for some people to avoid consuming higher calorie drinks.
Thank you for your question, Garrett. Some very close friends of mine are absolutely in love with sparkling water. In fact, just the other night when we were hanging out, they pounded at least 3 cans each of this stuff. Granted, they've never asked me about my opinions on its health effects, but you know, I'm not offended that they haven't asked or anything. But should they have asked me about their regular consumption of this stuff? Or maybe they should listen to this episode. Let's find out. The reason sparkling or carbonated water comes under scrutiny is because it's acidic. Well, let me take a step back. The bubbles that you see in carbonated water, or soda for that matter, are made up of carbon dioxide. Drink manufacturers basically force carbon dioxide, a gas, into the water under high pressure. That high pressure pushes the gas into the water, which creates those bubbles, hence the term carbonated. And it may sound kind of fancy, but the technology isn't all that complex. Most retailers sell machines about the size of a coffee maker that do this very thing. So it's this carbon dioxide gas, or those bubbles, that make the water acidic. Water itself in its natural form has a neutral pH, which means it's not acidic or alkaline. But when you add carbon dioxide gas to it, it lowers the pH, which makes it acidic. For comparison purposes, water's pH is 7. Seltzer or sparkling water with nothing added have a pH between 3 or 4, Remember, a lower pH means something is more acidic. But notice, I said with nothing added. Some products have minerals added to their sparkling water. So adding minerals actually brings the pH back up so that it's closer to water in its natural state. Again, to compare, brands like San Pellegrino or Perrier that add minerals to their products have a pH closer to 5. And again, water's pH is 7. All right, so is this extra acidity bad for us? There were theories that this extra acidity would increase the chances of developing a stomach ulcer. Not true. Another theory is that consuming carbonated water might lead to osteoporosis. Not true either. But it is possible that carbonated water can harm our teeth. The acidity may damage tooth enamel, and enamel helps protect the integrity of our teeth and prevents our teeth from becoming discolored. And sadly, once you lose enamel, it's gone forever. Notice, I'm talking about carbonated water specifically. It's a different story when we talk about sodas. The added sugars in soda can accelerate the damage to our teeth. Which brings me to another point, added flavors in carbonated water. So some companies add natural flavors to their products. The problem is that we don't know what this really means. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, doesn't require companies to report each flavor. But if one of those natural flavors happens to be, let's say, citric acid, that would make the drink more acidic. Again, it is citric acid after all, which would then lower the pH and potentially cause more damage to tooth enamel. Luckily, there are ways to prevent damage to tooth enamel. According to the Center for Science and the Public Interest, here's what we can do. After drinking carbonated water, don't brush your teeth for at least 30 minutes. This is because your enamel may be weaker after consuming carbonated or sparkling waters, and then brushing your teeth could further damage it. Next, consume carbonated water with food. This will help balance out the pH. And don't sip on those waters throughout the day. The more the carbonation comes in contact with our teeth, the more damage it can do to tooth enamel. So are there any health benefits to consuming these? There's nothing particularly beneficial, but when swapped out for regular soda, consuming carbonated water is an improvement. And yes, it can serve to hydrate the body, but I would be careful and not use this as your only means of hydrating. I know plain water doesn't always taste the best, so it may be tempting to want to drink carbonated water instead, but we don't know how much is too much. So if you need to enhance the flavor of your tap water, add some freshly sliced lemons or limes. Don't worry, they won't lower the pH of the water that much. Or maybe add some mint leaves or other herbs or cucumbers or sliced strawberries. Basically, get creative and think spa water. So as long as you're not relying on carbonated or sparkling waters as your main means of hydrating, enjoy them. Just don't nurse them throughout the day. Try and drink them with food and still consider plain water the best way to rehydrate. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Thank you again for the question, Garrett. you'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you could do it the old-fashioned way and call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening as always. Thank you for your continued support. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back here on Monday as usual, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.